comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. I see the enemy coming in like a flood in our houses, in our churches, in our families. But what I don't see is the standard. People of God, where's the standard at? We in a war, y'all. It's time to stand, y'all.
The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of them that published it. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Welcome to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast that reaches around the world daily with the good news about Jesus Christ our Lord. I am your host, Bishop Fred A. Caldwell Sr. Now lend me your ear, and let's go inside of Know Your Bible and hear God's life-changing word. Welcome to Know Your Bible.
Today's message, faith. And now here is Bishop Caldwell.
Word of prayer. This evening, eternal God, we come, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come thanking you, Heavenly Father, that you open our blinded eyes to see who Jesus is. And that you would illuminate your word to our spirit man this evening, that we may catch a more wonderful glimpse of him. Send forth thy word this day, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. May be seated. Praise the Lord. Y'all see the sun shining? Do you know it's been shining all day just like that? The clouds was just between us and it. Ain't that just like life? Sometimes we think that God doesn't love us and God is somewhere on vacation in Las Vegas somewhere. The sun still shines. But you know what? It takes faith to see the rays of the sun on a cloudy day. But it's there. Ever since God put it in the orbit, it's been doing the same thing it's been doing, except he stopped it one time. But other than that, it's been moving. And if we could just, these are words of exhortation, if we could just allow the Lord to go ahead and teach us that no matter how the situation look, that the sun is still shining. Amen. The sun is still shining. But see, we be wanting to get happy when we finally see it. And he has already said that it's there. You see? So let me encourage you today. Rejoice when the truth comes to you and your mind is enlightened over the word of God. Rejoice then. The guy was saying one time that he had gone before the church, and they had an altar call, and his wife was something else. And so he brought her before the church and asked the church to pray for her and that the Lord would save his wife. And that particular night, they prayed about it, and the man went on home. So the next Sunday, he got up preparing to come to church, and lo and behold, who was getting ready with him? His wife was. And so she came on to church with him that Sunday morning. The minister delivered the word. The invitation was extended. The lady walked the aisle. Everybody in the church got up and went up into pandemonium, just screaming and hollering, clapping. The husband just sat there. So I'm serious. Somebody say, "Ain't you glad your wife joined this church?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Why didn't you rejoice?" He said, "I did." Say, "Well, when?" Say, "Remember last Sunday night when we went to the altar?" Say, I prayed and I believed God and I rejoiced right then. Amen. You got it? Amen. See, now faith is the substance. Not later on seeing is the substance, but now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's okay to rejoice, but you ought to rejoice while you're getting the package together with the Lord. Amen. That let him know that you believe it. So the guy wasn't really moved. I mean, because after all, and that came back on my mind this morning when the Lord sent that guy all the way from Iowa to establish his word in this place. Now, don't you fool yourself. God will honor his word. God will, and it was brought to my attention that I had reminded the congregation, it hasn't been a year ago, about the same thing. You know, but we started talking 2.5, almost 3 years ago. But yet and still, the Lord brought it to pass. It's a faith journey. It's a faith journey. See, when you put your words out there, when you believe God and you homologio, when you say the same thing that God says, when you put it out there, your words have creative power in them. It may take a time for the thing to materialize, but whatever you say, your words will frame the circumstances and will call those things which be not as though they were by faith, and you'll have whatsoever you say. And I got really excited about that when God taught me that truth. It's not a matter of waiting to see it. See, what some of you I'm fearful of are doing, you prayed and you prayed, you agonized, you prayed, you got other people praying, you've called the prayer tower in Tulsa, and you got everybody you know praying. You know? And in the midst of all of that, you still waiting to see something. And you wonder why you haven't seen it. You can only see it through the eyes of faith. Amen. Are we together? You only see it through the eyes of faith. Faith is a channel that opens up from earth to glory and allow the blessings of the Lord to flow down through the pipeline. You see? Now, when there's no faith on this end to receive, then that's just like trying to push, your ushers may be seated, that's just like trying to push an elephant through a soda straw. See, it takes big faith to receive big miracles. Amen? Amen. See, God wants to do more for us than what he is doing for us now. But God is having a light problem with some of you. It's called faithlessness. And that is a lack of faith. And so then, therefore, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that God, he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if you're waiting to see it happen, physically, literally, see it happen, then you're wasting precious time. Because the longer you wait to physically, literally see it happen, then the longer it's going to take God to wait on you so that you can see it through the eyes of faith, that the moment you really believe it on the inside and say it with your mouth, then by faith you receive it from the Lord then, and then faith becomes the evidence that you have the thing that you're believing God for. But if you're waiting for it to show up and then run and tell the church, "Church, it finally got here. See, you just believed it. You've been praying about it for, you know, 40 years, whatever, and it finally showed up." See, you're rejoicing. I mean, it's okay to rejoice then, but really you should have gotten the rejoicing out of it when you finally believed that what you were saying to God then, why you were saying it, that he was answering and doing it for you right then. So you must have faith in order to open up the channel for God's divine blessings to flow from the heavens above down into your life. And there must be a time of waiting on God. You see? Now, what is tying up a lot of Christians that, you know, for instance, indebtedness, problems with finance. And this is what the Lord has given me to just share with you today, to exhort you today, to encourage you today in the things of the Lord. So I am not rambling. I'm going the way that the Lord has directed me to go in these words of exhortation to you, because you need to understand that God is always able and more than able to do whatever it is that need to be done. And so in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 is where we will base our remarks from this afternoon. Go there with us. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. The Bible teaches us that we are to exhort one another daily while it is called today. So this is an encouragement session. And this is the way we started. Only God knows where it's going to end. Amen. No two services are the same. All right. Let's read that 20th verse of Ephesians 3. Let us read. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. All right. That unto him there is God who is able. Who's able? Okay. Now, God is able. What God is having problems with, and there's no such thing, but I don't have any other human terms to describe what I'm saying. God never have problems. The people that God deals with have problems. You see, but I don't have any other descriptive terms. But let's just use this. Allow me to use this. God is having a problem with those that don't believe him. Now, I want you to picture this. And a lot of you eat peppermint. I know, because I see the wrappers. A lot of you eat peppermint. You actually put it in your mouth. All right? That peppermint in your mouth, rolling around over your tongue, palate, and etc. A lot of times when you put it in there, whole. After a while, you get to gnawing on it, chewing it, breaking it down, sucking on it, whatever. And then it disappears. The point I'm simply making is this. You have something in your mouth. Let's call that peppermint faith. If that peppermint represents faith and you got it in your mouth, it ought to be a sweet taste to your mouth. But it's bitter when you put something else in there with it. The words that flow out of our mouth, that come out of our spirit, ought to be faith-filled words. Don't wait to see it before you say it. Amen. Say it. Your words will form it. And through the eyes of faith, you'll see it while you're saying it. What do you need from God today? What do you need from the Lord today? You don't have to answer that right away, but think about it. What do you need from God today? All right, good. Now you got that in your mind? All right. When did you pray about it? So I've been praying about it for a long time. All right, now let me ask you another question. When are you going to finally believe that God did it? Not going to do it, did it? See, if you're waiting for God to do it, even though you prayed about it, you're walking by sight. Church, the only thing I'm saying, the miracle is in your mouth. It's in your mouth. You know what? You are really in control of this thing. It is in your mouth. It is, and what is in your mouth comes out of your spirit. It is really up to you. You see, because God has done everything about the devil that he's going to do until he put him in the bottomless pit and then loose him for a little season, then throw him in the lake of fire and brimstone. But other than that, Jesus dealt with the devil on Calvary's cross. Amen. And so when he came out of Joseph's tomb, you know, he broke the shackles of sin. Amen. So now it's up to us, the body of Christ, to maintain the victory that Jesus Christ has already given unto us. So when Peter asked the Lord about walking out on the water, Lord said, okay, come on. You can have whatsoever you desire. You can have whatsoever you say. Say this after me. I can have whatsoever I say that is consistent with a godly lifestyle. You got that? Now, this is not, we're not playing tiddlywink here. This is actually literally true. But what God is getting tripped up on is that we're trying to limit him according to our own limitations. And the scriptures say, he is able to do. God is not bound. But I tell you how you can handcuff God. If you don't release the power of the Lord in your own life to let God operate as you operate in faith, you'll handcuff him. He want to, but he can't do it. Why? Because of your unbelief. You remember when Jesus was healing folk, and the scripture tells us that there he could do no mighty works except lay his hand on a few sick folk and heal them? It was because of their unbelief. Their unbelief handcuffed God. Friend, this may seem to some of you so ludicrous, so ridiculous, so unreal. But let me ask you a question. If God has given us his word, and we know that the name of Jesus Christ is the most powerful name in the universe, right? Amen. Is that right? In his name is salvation, right? In his name is deliverance, right? His name is the greatest name of all names, is that right? But do you know what God exalted above the name of Jesus? Do you know what's above Jesus' name? The Word. God has exalted his Word above all his name. Friend, that's exaltation now. But what God is saying to us, he's saying, look, what do you need from me? Say it. You say, but Lord, I don't really believe that I can have it. See, that's where the problem coming in. I told you one time, don't y'all get uneasy, because this is what we're going to do this evening. All right, so ain't no need of waiting on nothing else. Just go ahead and eat this. Amen. See, the devil had you sitting there talking about, now, when he going to take a text? Friend, we on down the road. I told you one time that I gave, I tried an experiment, gave a girl a sheet of paper. I made out a little check, looked like a check. And I say, okay, now, let's play a game. I say, if you could fill this check out for whatever amount you needed, what would you fill it out for? So I gave it to her. Blank check. She put $3,000 on there. See, and this is the way that some of you are treating the Lord. You know, God has given us a blank check. God has given us a blank check. And whatever you sign that check for is already on deposit in glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, savings and loan. Okay? It's in his name. So when the Lord say, well, okay, my child, what do you need? Because I am able to supply all of your need. You say, well, Lord, I don't need but $3,000. I don't want to bother you long, Lord. I don't just really want to ask you for too much, Lord. So $3,000 to do. Friend, you know in your heart you would like to have $300,000. But you think you're going to take it easy on the Lord. That's where some of y'all missing it. That's where you're missing it. God has given us a blank check. He said, now I am able to do exceedingly. You know what it means to exceed something, don't you? Huh? It means to go beyond, right? So whatever your little expectations are, God say, hey, no problem. I'll go beyond that. Just tell me how far you want me to go. But see, you get into this self-image, this poor image problem. Well, I don't deserve none of this. Wait, that's an insult. God knew that. God knew that we didn't deserve his son dying on Calvary's cross for us. So, I mean, that's a great revelation to your mind, but it doesn't shock God. Lord, I ain't worthy. Listen, you're not going to make God feel sorry for you. Amen. See, because when we were without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. God was not shocked when he saved us. He knew exactly what he was getting. Amen. But see, the devil have you trapped in this pity party, see. Well, I just want enough to pay my bills. That is dumb. You know why? Because if you got only enough to pay your bills, how you going to eat? How you gonna get something new? How you gonna move in a better neighborhood? Don't save God nothing. God don't want us to save him anything. Now, you look at this. The world been around here a long time. A lot of that money you probably got in your pocket right now. When it finally got back through the U.S. Treasury, somebody got killed over a little bit of it. Some of that came through the horse track. It has come from all directions. But do you know what? It's still enough for you. But as long as you walk around here, well, Lord, I ain't worthy, and I don't deserve this, and I don't deserve none of your blessings, and I don't deserve that, you may get the Lord to agree with you. Amen. You really need to think about this. Because I didn't write this. I read it. It says, now, unto him who is able to do exceedingly, that means to go beyond all of your expectation. And then, abundance. What is an abundance? So he's able to go farther than you thought he was able to do. And he's able to do more to bless you with more than you thought he was able to bless you with. So he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly. Now watch this. Above. So again, I ask you, are you waiting to see the blessing? Literally. If you're waiting to see it, then you're walking by faith. And you're getting in your own way. You're stumbling over your own 2 feet. All right, now watch this. Abundantly above a few things. That the Bible didn't say that, did it? Above what? Above what? All that we what? Now stop right there. That at blank check is again. God say, now, okay, I tell you what. Here the check is. Here the checkbook. The check is made out on the bank of heaven. Now you write in here. You write whatever it is that you need for me to do, whatever it is that you want for me to do. You write it. That causes a problem. Now you know what? If I hadn't said anything, and if I had thought about this, I would have brought a few blank checks today and passed them out in the audience and asked somebody just whatever amount, you know, you want, just write on there. I mean, now, you know, it wouldn't have been good Monday morning, but, you know, not down here, you understand. But the point I'm bringing home is that, see, when we're brought face to face to really have to believe God, you see the need, you see God, that's when you go whole hog. If you need $5, exceedingly abundantly above, why not ask for 500? You say, well, that's being greedy. Is it? No. That means you won't have to go back around and believe God for that at least for another 5 days. Amen. See, do you get my point? Why, get while the getting is good. I mean, God, this is, listen. Y'all, I'm laboring over this. Y'all, I'm really laboring over. You need to see this. Y'all know what these are? What they look like? These are keys, right? Is that right? That's what this is. Verse 20 is a key. It's a key. Now you can sit up here talking about, well, I don't want God. I don't want all that. Give me something else. Stick around. God got a whole lot of other things he can talk to us about. But he chooses this to talk to us today because I sense in my spirit some of you are discouraged and you're looking at the waves of the water, the motions of the ocean. You're getting seasick. You're getting weary with life. You're getting frustrated. You don't think God is ever going to do it. But the problem is not with God. The problem is right there where you are. It's a lack of faith. So God say, okay, take this blank check. Now, what do you really want? What's in your heart? Well, Lord, this is what I really want. Okay, write it. Your faith level will never rise above the level of your conversation. God promised to supply all I need, right? Is that right? All right. He promised to supply all of our need, not some of our need. God is responsible for us. He's responsible for us. So whatever it is that the need is, God says, I'm able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask. Now that term ask there is prayer. Whatever you pray about, God is able to go beyond your prayers. But if you don't believe it, then you handcuff God.
Today's message, faith. FC1014 is now available on CD for only $5, and it may be purchased by calling Know Your Bible at 318-938-1885, or you can mail any request to the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119, or email us, greenwoodacres@comcast.net. Greenwood Acres has a new website. You can go there to get ministry announcements, connect with the ministry, purchase messages and merchandise, and so much more. It can be found at gwafgbc.org. That's gwafgbc.org. We also have a new Know Your Bible video on demand page. You can access it from the website's main page. Just click on the Know Your Bible on demand link. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Know Your Bible radio broadcast is now available as a podcast. You can listen to Know Your Bible through Apple Podcast, Google Play Music, and Spotify. Simply search for Know Your Bible or Bishop Caldwell in either app. Tap the subscribe button and Know Your Bible will come to you automatically each time an episode is posted. Enjoy!
Now the question is, will I do his will?
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of Jesus. The power in the blood of Jesus on the cross at Calvary is God's resolution to the redemption of every lost sinner forever. Today is the day of salvation, and now is the acceptable time, because tomorrow is not promised. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and your house. For whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. Jesus said, come. The Father says, come. The Holy Spirit says, come. And I say, come. You need to come now.
Now the question is, when will Jesus return?
I was the chiefest of sinners, Paul says, and so say I. I called upon Jesus over 46 years ago, and he answered me, came into my heart, and brought with him the gift of eternal life. And he'll do the same for you if you call. Say these words to Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe you are Lord. Come into my heart. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I accept you now, Lord, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you said those words, and if you mean those words, they are recorded in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, verse 9 through 13. Welcome to the household of faith. Much love to you.
Now the question's up.
Hello, this is Bishop Caldwell, and this is the Know Your Bible radio broadcast. The world needs Jesus now more than ever before, and you can help us to reach the world for Jesus Christ. I ask for you to pray for what the Lord will have you to do as it relates to financial support toward Know Your Bible. And then send your gifts of love to Know Your Bible, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. That's the Know Your Bible radio broadcast, 7480 Greenwood Road, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. We also welcome your prayer requests and your praise reports. So until we meet again right here on Know Your Bible, you pray for me and I'll be praying for you, and guess what? We'll all be prayed for. Much love to you.
Now I see.